This is OPB. I'm Jack Walters. Double homicide and kidnapping suspect 39-year-old Elias Huisar is dead after he shot at police, then turned a gun on himself Tuesday. His one-year-old son is safe. Anna King reports.
West Richland police say Elias Huisar killed his ex-wife Amber Rodriguez at an elementary school and his 17-year-old girlfriend, Angelica Santos, at a suburban home nearby. Then he kidnapped his one-year-old son. Huisar had pending charges of second- and third-degree rape of two children. One was Santos. Here's Benton County Prosecuting Attorney Eric Isinger.
We are, so in terms of a specific timeline, in terms of which victim was killed first, I can't provide additional information about that this morning.
The prosecutor confirmed Santos had a court protection order against Huisar at the time of her death. I'm Anna King.
In Central Oregon, Redmond voters are being asked to consider changes to the city's charter in the upcoming May election. Ballot measures would impose term limits on the mayor and on city councilors, requiring these office holders to take a break after two consecutive terms. Redmond Mayor Ed Fitch is in favor.
The person can be reappointed or they can run in 2 years. I do think getting that breathing space of being out of office for a couple of years actually make people a lot healthier and have a better perspective.
Another ballot measure Fitch supports would prevent immediate family members from holding local office at the same time. The idea comes after the city's former mayor served while his wife was also on the city council. This is OPB. You can find more news online at opb.org and on the OPB app.